Ralphie Radio Show. I had the pleasure and honor of chatting with Niall from One Direction over the weekend. I had to record basically the little phone chat that we had on my iPad, and we'll play back some clips of it now for you here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You know, a couple of things we talked about, of course, over the weekend, St. Patrick's Day. Niall is from Ireland. Of course, he spent St. Patrick's Day in the States, though. And he made an interesting point, and this is so true. You know, you grow up somewhere, and you get to the point where you're like 18, 19 years old, all you want to do is move away from home. You know, it's like you're sick of it. It's like the same thing over and over, like Groundhog's Day. You want to experience something new. But then you finally do move away from home. And what happens? You end up getting homesick. You end up missing those certain things that you kind of grew sick of about your hometown, your home country, wherever you grew up from. That was certainly the case for Niall, I think, this St. Patrick's Day, and overall with this whole experience of One Direction really taking over the United States by storm. We also chatted about the fact that One Direction debuted on the Billboard charts with their album at number one, beating out Bruce Springsteen, beating out Adele.
You know, we're young kids doing what we love, and to get a reaction like we're doing, and as you said, I've been listening to Bruce Springsteen for as long as I can remember, and to think that, you know, he's in this same chart as me is just incredible.
Now, in addition to topping the charts here in the States, they really took over New York with their recent appearance on the Today Show, and Niall said that all the guys from One Direction were certainly taken aback at the support they received.
It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it before. There was no way we were even expecting to get invited on the Today Show. And then we ended up playing on the Plaza in front of 10,000 people. So our fans just proved themselves again. They were camping for days and just like showing off what they're about.
Now, of course, in keeping with the trend that I always do when I interview these bands from overseas, I look up what the British tabloids are saying about them, and I try to play rumor killer or rumor confirmer. In this case, I asked Niall from One Direction if the rumors are true that One Direction is working on its own US TV series.
No, it's not true. We don't have any plans to do a TV show. We obviously did an episode of iCarly for Nickelodeon, and so that's the only thing we've got at the moment. We're not very good at acting, so I don't think we'll ever do acting. The nearest thing we get to is like a documentary, so there's no plans for a TV show at the moment, so...
As I concluded my conversation with Niall, I asked him what a lot of people on Twitter were hitting me up about. Of course, One Direction already opened up here in the States for Big Time Rush, but would they be returning to the U.S. this summer for its own tour?
Well, we're making a big announcement on Wednesday. We're going to make another trip back to America to do some promo and stuff, and you'll see what happens.
Be on the lookout for that tomorrow. Big thank you to Niall again. Obviously, it's a busy time for the fellows from One Direction, but the fact that he was able to make a few minutes to chat with me. Of course, hey, I made a few minutes too. This chat happened while I was on vacation, but I'm glad he made the time nonetheless. We'll podcast the pieces of the conversation that you heard on the Ralphie Radio Show blog.